Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. Thank you for tuning live. You came on live as soon as the show started. That's why if you saw me on Facebook, I probably didn't say anything because I was live. I don't want to interrupt both things. But thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I am losing respect for Fox News. It's getting to be ridiculous. You know, this the black lady. Remember her that was giving Hillary Clinton answers, basically, because she was giving her the questions ahead of time for debates? Now she's a part of Fox News? On the board of Fox News is Paul Ryan, I've been told. It's just, they're going in the toilet. I mean, I love Sean Hannity, don't get me wrong. But it's just falling apart. This is my America. A senior captain with the volunteer fire department, Thomas Howe, stepped up when him and his wife noticed a woman having trouble going up and down the steps at a rodeo. That's the America I stand by. President is the Trump I stand by. A quarter of his $400,000 salary is going to Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security. That's my president donating money where Hillary Clinton would be demanding more money. And if Bill Clinton was the first, whatever, the first male or whatever, he'd be wanting to get paid. What a president we have, folks. John Legend says that Trump needs to apologize for demonizing Muslims. You know, like, this is amazing. We live in this world where every gun owner is demonized and said, and you're evil and bad because you're a gun owner. Because somebody shot people who had a gun. But guess what, folks? If it's a Muslim, oh, they take down the Twin Towers, they kill a bunch of Americans, but how dare we demonize Muslims? You can't compare, not all Muslims are terrorists. Well, then why are all gun owners evil and bad because one gun owner may not even own the gun, kills lots of people? White nationalism, bullcrap, all this. Now remember, we're all humans. We all bleed red. Rep. Devin Nunes files a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter and some users Monday, because they're accusing them of, like, shadow banning and all this stuff and banning conservatives and all this stuff. And they're fighting back saying, hey, we're a private company. We can censor what we want to and yada, yada, yada. Then what you need to do is you need to start, buddy, your own Twitter. Start your own face that's conservative-based. The inventor of the jelly bean has launched a cannabis-infused jelly bean. Don't worry, folks. David Calvin, who invented the jelly bean in 1976, is getting into some that are CBD-infused. I'm going to get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks, and I hope you really do. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. It's just amazing that this world that we live in, and all the backfighting and all this stuff, for a man that just wants to make us great again. Make us what we are. Okay, because I've been getting a lot of flack, and there's been a lot of people that, like, you know, there's hope. For some reason, ever since Obama became president, now there's tons and tons and tons of people sharing videos of this store clerk using the N-word, or this person using the N-word, or this or that, or this person calling up the cops because this black man is barbecuing. I just seen some of those videos, like when that person was calling the cops on the, yeah, because they're barbecuing, and these black, that seemed so fake that she was just trying to be the next YouTube phenomenon. Okay? I'm going to be on, okay, I'm going to, I'll go on ABC, what you pay me to tell my story, Let me see what I can get out of it. That's what it sounds like to me. There's racism everywhere. Go down south, there's racism. There's racism in every country. To my viewers, watch Not For the Easily Offended by Carlos Mencia. That's your homework. That's your homework. That's the homework you have. Watch that. Don't think for a freaking second that if you're in South Chicago walking down the street at 2 a.m. and you see a black person, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Bruce Lee. You're not thinking, oh, that's a nice guy. You're thinking, is he going to mug me? Is he a drug dealer? What's going on? Of course you're going to do that. Just a homeless guy up, get fix his hair and put him in a tuxedo and have him come out of a limousine, you're going to instantly think, oh, that guy's rich, that guy's wealthy, that guy's got money. We have preconceived notions about every group. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, his own, one and only forgotten son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. He didn't say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only white person or only black person. There's no black church. There's no white, there's no, we need to come together. We need to come together in this country and in this world. Most people don't want to do that. They don't care. They want to shove their ideology down your throat. Because that's the world we live in today, folks. The world we live in. Started back in the 40s. When we got to do something here. We're losing half of our customer base because it's taboo for women to smoke. Well, let's start Torches of Freedom. Let's start the race card, the sex card, the gender card, the age card, the this card, the that card. Now they're expanding it. Well, you can't discriminate against me because I think I'm an elephant. So you're going to have to put an E on the, you're going to have to, no, I don't, see, that offends me that you have male, female. I'm not an X. I'm an elephant. That offends me. I think I'm an elephant. You, no. Really? Look down. If you ever seen Kindergarten Cop, that little kid, they need to show that in the classroom. Some people didn't get the memo. Some people didn't get that memo, but that's okay. They don't teach that anymore in school. In California, like when you're kindergartners now, we've got to make sure, folks, that we got to make sure that we got to be sensitive because not everyone in this classroom probably thinks they're a human being. You know, some people might think they're a zebra or a giraffe, and we have to accept that. But that's this world we live in. We're all human beings. We need to start acting like humans. We have to start acting like human beings in this country. But no. It gives me promise. Kentucky preschoolers sing Jesus Loves Me as a tornado rips off the school's roof. that volunteer fireman helping that woman up and down the steps. It doesn't take a Trump to do something. Trump's not going to be in the White House forever. We got people in Congress for 30 years. If Trump goes, we need to stay strong. We need to stand up. We started this country because people said enough is enough. We're not gonna keep paying the king's tax. We need to stand up. We're Americans and we're humans, and we need to start acting like it. Not this. Well, you offended me because you offended me because you offended me because I don't. You just offend me because you offend me. You got to be fearless. You got to stand and say, "Hey, no, I'm sorry, but you got to educate these kids, because 9 times out of 10, when these kids are marching and protesting, and we can't vet people. How dare they're gonna allow Muslims into this country? They're gonna ban Muslims from coming into this country." Well, do you have your locks on your parents' door? Of course you have a lock on your parents' door. Because you just don't let, if you're going to have a party at your house, aren't you going to make sure that you got good people coming into your house, not people that are going to trash it, rob it, and steal your stuff? So you're vetting. Oh, I'm for that. Well, you're out here protesting this ban on travel. You don't know, you're protesting something, you have no idea what you're protesting. That's the problem. If you're against vetting and you can back it up, "Oh, my parents, we don't have doors. We don't have doors. Anyone comes, goes, we don't care." And you can back it up, then okay. But Trump needs to apologize. Okay, Lord help him. Lord help him. Lord help John Legend. Lord help him. This white supremacist ideology. Because Muslims were killed. Maybe that's God's revenge for what they did to us on 9/11. Who knows? I own a gun and I'm demonized all the time. And we need to take away guns because this psycho steals someone's gun and kills tons of people. And I'm a psycho because of him. But if Muslims kill, you can't demonize all Muslims, because there are some good Muslims. I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's some great people that come across the border. But still, there's some criminals and rapists and murderers and drugs that get past the border too. How much drugs and guns and rapists and murderers and serial killers are going to cross? What's the percentage of those that we allow to cross mixed with good people? What is the ratio? Since you don't want a wall, how much drugs do you think we should allow in before something's done? How many murderers that are illegal that are going to be kept from being deported because they're in a sanctuary city? How many of those murders, how many people, Americans have to die before that happens? Because it already has. That's a fact. But who cares? We need to condemn evil ideologies. We've gone from 9/11 happening to thousands of Americans dying on 9/11 to where you couldn't buy an American flag to save your life anywhere. So now, oh, we're going to have a Muslim in the government. Yeah. How dare you? There was a mosque shooting. And how dare... Oh. You know, Trump needs to apologize. Well, maybe Trump needs to step down for that rhetoric. You know, maybe Trump just needs to... Maybe he should be impeached for that rhetoric. But that Muslim congresswoman, Omar, oh, she should be given a freaking, I think Omar should get a Nobel Peace Prize for her anti-Semitic comments against Jews. I think we should praise her for that. I think they should have like a, like a 500-foot bronze statue of Omar. Yeah, let's replace that with the Statue of Liberty. Let's take down the Statue of Liberty. Why not? Let's just remake the American flag while we're at it. Why not? You know, we're erasing history. You know, all these liberals that are erasing history like Nazis tried to do and did. But they're the ones calling Trump the Hitler. We're all human beings. See, and what these liberal idiots don't realize is all these liberals out there dressed up like vaginas running around protesting women's rights. Well, you're going to lose all your rights because you want all this socialism and the government's going to control you. And the next time you're out there protesting, you're going to be protesting to try to get all the crap back that you were fighting to give the government in the first place. Look at Venezuela. They wish they would have never given up their right to own a gun. Too late now. Too late now. We're all human beings. We all have... There's a dishwasher I work with that's an inspiration to me. He inspires me every day. He's always positive, always hardworking. He's the true definition of K-Love. Because he's positive and he's encouraging. We all have someone that inspires us that says, hey, man, when I'm having a bad day, I just think about him and he just keeps trucking and keeps going and keeps doing. We all have someone that when we're having a rough day that you can look at him and say, it makes you smile. We all have that person. We all have that somebody. We all do. We need to get back to that place where we have what we do for each other and we help for each other. And we give back and, oh, that woman, what did it cost that fireman? Not a dang penny. And that woman will remember that man for the rest of her life. We're all one race, the human race. There ain't no white church, black church, Asian church. Now you may, they'll sometimes divide them up like that because, hey, these people speak Cantonese and they have the service in Cantonese or whatever. Understandable. But it doesn't mean they wouldn't welcome me. I may not understand what the heck they're saying. Oh, they're just some, he's saying the Our Father and the Hail Mary. They're praying the rosary right now in, okay. And probably by the time I was done with it, I may be able to say some of it. It probably wouldn't be understood by someone that actually speaks Cantonese. And I still wouldn't know what the heck I said, but hey. I'm just going by what they told me. They said they're praying the rosary, but I don't know. What can you do? We live in this world, you know, that people try to demonize. And how dare you? How dare Trump, that evil Hitler? How dare Hitler? Wow. The man that's trying to push Christianity down our throat, the man who's trying to, I don't know, make sure we have the right to bear arms. The one that wants us to have freedom, the one that wants us to, and you're calling the people that want to take away your gun rights. They want to take away your freedom and everything. You want to call them the great people. Yeah, that's right, folks. That's what's going to happen. The government. Oh, yeah, they'll let you keep your guns. Yeah, they're gonna show you. They're gonna have a government video to show you how to make a laser blazer out of a twisty balloon. That's gonna be your gun. If you're ever threatened by someone, you're just gonna pull out that laser blazing, pew, 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 pew. And if you want to, you can stand there and fight. Or you can, and it's multi-purpose because you can twist it into a sword to help protect you. That's the world we live in, folks. Oh, but, you know, but a guy that wants you to own a gun, that wants you to be able to protect yourself, that wants you to have freedom. Oh, it's wrong. All you have to do is look at the history and know. But people don't care. They don't know the rights. They don't want to know anything. I mean, this is what's really scary. This is how scary it is. New Jersey's largest city plans to test universal basic income program. New Jersey's largest city plans to test whether universal basic income is feasible, making it the largest government to flirt with a program that would guarantee income for residents whether they work or not. So basically, whether or not you have a job or not, you're gonna have income. And why would you want to work? Why am I gonna want to work when I can just sit on my butt and get a paycheck from the government? So the top one, that the wealthiest people are gonna pay 100%. You know, gotta pay their fair share. So that people, because you're an idiot if you would work, if they're just going to hand out money. It's probably going to end up like, Panera Bread's socialist restaurants where pay whatever you can afford, that they can't keep them, they can't sustain them. Because, heck, if I can eat for free, why would I pay? Oh, pay what you can. Oh, I can't afford. Are you kidding me? But they're gonna try socialism because it's gonna work. Socialism is gonna work. I guarantee you it is. We just haven't done it right. Every other country hasn't done it right. Every country, they just haven't done it right. Once we get it's not gonna work. But don't worry, it'll work. It'll work. Socialism has to work. It has to work, yeah, for the government, for the people that run it. North Korea works for Kim Jong-un, Kim Il-sung, and all those dear leaders that had 20,000 title private movie collections and was the single biggest purchaser of Hennessy Cognac and ate like a king while his people were starving and had nothing. Yeah. But don't worry, folks. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and John Boehner and Harry Reid and all those politicians, they'll be exempt from all these high taxes. Don't worry. Mark my words. When they tax the very wealthy, the 70 or 80% that they're trying to do, don't worry. Hillary Clinton's millions, they're not going to be taxing her. They're not going to go after John Boehner and all them, you know, all these politicians. Paul Ryan and all, they're not going to get affected. Don't worry. You guys will keep your, they'll be exempt like they were in Obamacare. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. There's a photo I put on my Facebook. It's just so telling. Trump making America hate again, saying a lot coming from religion that burns Christians alive, throws gays off buildings, chops heads off for sport, stones women to death for allowing themselves to be raped, and flies planes into buildings. But we're the hateful ones. We're the ones that want to bring America together because they got rid of Judge Jinan. A lot of people are done with Fox News, and they've told them they're done. You know, a lot of people, when Glenn Beck was not really for Trump, and actually, I hate to say it, I might consider Hillary, they left him. They said, done, okay. It's just one of those things that people don't seem to get. Okay, you have the almighty dollar. You can say, okay, hey, I'm not going to watch Fox News. I may support Sean Hannity and his radio show, but guess what? I'm done. Forty-nine gay Americans are killed by a Muslim in Florida, and nobody blames Obama. 49 Muslims were killed by an eco-fascist liberal in New Zealand, and everyone blames Trump. Has this world gone crazy? But that's the problem. They don't care. You know, how dare Trump have a veto? How dare that neo-Nazi, how dare he do that? So it's just crazy the world we live in, because, I mean, I want to get into this thing about Rep. Devin Nunes, who's got a $250 million lawsuit against Twitter and some of its followers and stuff, because he is accusing them of, like, basically banning some of his speech and this and that, and they're, hey, this is a private company, this is this.
Hello.
This is what the... You there?
Hello?
You there?
Huh?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah. I can hear you. The caller couldn't, I could hear him, but if he calls back, he can call back and we'll get him on the air. But they're saying, hey, we're a private company and we have the right to, if we don't like something, we're not going to air it. And I kind of feel like, you there? You there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Kyle. You're on a radio show.
Enjoy.
Would you like to make a comment?
I didn't get it.
Would you like to make a comment?
On what?
On my radio show.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just going to keep talking since you don't really have any comments. So, but with this $250 million lawsuit that's going on with regards to Twitter and stuff, I kind of feel like when the tobacco companies and the lawsuits, and they said, they wrapped the American flag around it and said, they're adult smokers. They have the right to smoke and this and that. And I can see their point that they're a private company and, you know, and they have the right to what's on their page and what's not on their page. But then you need to have a situation where if that's within, okay, you're going to, then we need to start our own. If they're going to be that way, if they're going to, you know, if you're supposed to allow anybody who wants to talk on their show, or on Twitter or whatever, you know, then you need to come out and say, hey, we don't support conservative rhetoric. We're not going to allow you on our show. Okay, then we know that. Then, you know, but if not, then end it. Because if you want basically the situation, you know, because they are technically a public, but then where do you draw the line between freedom of speech? Because then you can sit there and say, okay, well, we have freedom of speech, but yeah, we're a private company, so, you know, pretty soon the government's going to run all the papers, and yeah, and they're going to be basically private newspapers, and we're not going to report, we're only going to, yeah, you have freedom of speech, but we're going to bar you from hearing what we want you to, you're only going to hear what we want you to hear. Sort of like in many countries where they only like, you have newscast and you only see what the government wants you to see. You're only going to see what they want you to see, and that's what's going to happen here. Well, since it's a private company, technically what's going to really go on is we're going to, we're not going to allow that to be, we barred you because we don't want that to be, because since we're a private company, well, then, pardon me, we're going to have to start our own Facebook, our own Twitter. So we can do our own thing. So we can say what we want to say. But the problem we have is they always, they try to act like they're friendly towards all this, that they're friendly towards us, that they're friendly towards me and my wife because we're conservatives, and Sean Hannity and all these conservatives, like Breitbart and Clint Beck and all these people, when that's not the case. Don't worry, folks. Just go to a liberal. They'll get you your laser blazer, and you'll be able to defend your home with bats, because who needs a gun? Who needs to be protected from an ever-controlling government? I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you really do, folks. And, you know, I hope you wake up and realize how screwed you're getting. Because you are. You're getting screwed. You know, that's what the government wants. The government, that's what Zelensky wanted for years. They want the women to fight against the men, and the girls against the boys, and the blacks against the whites, and the Asians against the Mexicans, and all this backfighting, because Mexicans are better than Asians, and whites are better than blacks, and blacks are better than... And then they go back and forth. And let's have I'm going to be a community organizer, and we're going to organize black empowerment marches in South Chicago so that South Chicago can be great. We're going to empower Detroit to be good. Well, Detroit is in the toilet. All these places are in the toilet. All these making, and let's pin the blacks against the cops, and white people against blacks, and Asians against Mexicans, and Mexicans against Hispanics, and this and that, so that we're all fighting them all. We're fighting. Well, let me see here. How long have you been working on trying to get a wall built? Why hasn't one been built? Okay, how long have drugs been banned and they're still in this country by the trillions of tons? How many trillions of kilos of cocaine are in this country? And it's banned? Okay, you haven't been able to... How long have you been working and you haven't been able to build a wall? Since, like, probably Carter, you've been working on trying to do border security? Okay, how many years is that? Let me see here. How long has marijuana been illegal and it's never been eradicated? Gee. How long have they been... Wow, and the government is useless. All you have to do is go back and forth and look at the politicians and see how in this, here's and this is more for the Facebook viewers, but here's the line, okay? And here, the Democrats were for a wall. Now they're against the wall. Now they're for a wall. Now they're against the wall. Now they're fighting. They go back and forth and back and forth, and they change their stance. Because the more they're in Washington, the more the government wins, the more you lose. They don't want to cure for diabetes. You kidding me? You know how much money people spend on insulin? They don't want to cure for that. It's like the government. They don't want to fix problems. Then what do they need it for? We fixed all the problems. Crap. No, we got to make it look like it's really hard and we have to do something in Washington, D.C. That way they'll keep us here longer and longer and longer. That's what it is. You know, how much would we really need a government if they did their job. If they did their job, how much? No. If they would have had a wall or something put up years ago, wow. See, if Trump gets the wall built, he's going to prove how useless they are. That's why they go back and forth and back and forth, because if they could solve all the problems and fix everything, guess what? They wouldn't be needed. They wouldn't be able to keep their $174,000 a year job and end up with hundreds of millions of dollars in net worth, and who knows how they got it, where it came from. But hey, that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And if you haven't heard this by now, the inventor of the Jelly Belly, Jelly Bean, I call them Jelly Bones, but they're Jelly Beans, David Klein, who invented them in 1976, recently launched a business called Spectrum Confections, which makes jelly beans infused with cannabidiols, or CBD, the non-psychoactive component of marijuana. So all you freaking people out there, slow your roll. They're not pot THC infused. Yeah, they're medical. They're for pain. Now, I don't know how many flavors, I don't know how much would be each. Each bean contains 10 milligrams of CBD. I wonder if they're like a big one or if they're like the same, like the tiny small size. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. And, you know, so it's going to be kind of interesting to, I want to follow up on this, and I might have to get some and do a review on them, because I use CBD. And it's a blessing to me. It helps a lot. So, but it's one of those awesome things, you know. And I'm going to get into this, because this is kind of sad. If many of you, it's been a long, long time, but I've actually been to Oak Island and been up in the Nova Scotia and all that. That area up there is gorgeous. I'd love to live there, but I bet it's one of those where it's like, okay, there's probably like 4 months of really good, nice weather, and then 5 months maybe, and then the rest of the time it's probably like in negative degrees with like 20 foot of snow. But yeah, Oak Island is gorgeous. But one of the main people of Oak Island, a major, major treasure trove of information, Dan Blankenship, has died at the age of 95. He was best known for the Curse of Oak Island. He was on there. He was a treasure hunter for years. And it's one of those things that when you watch the show, I was always fascinated by it. Like, is there something there? And can't they just dig up the ground and bang? Nope. When you see what you have to go through to do all the work and treasure hunt and all this stuff. And the cause of death is unknown. And there was a statement that was released. Friends of Oak Island, with heavy hearts that we share the news of the passing of Daniel Blankenship, a true Oak Island legend. Dan was a respected and admired man. His perseverance, ingenuity, and passion inspired all. Safe journey, Dan. We will all miss you, and your legacy will be a part of us always. And they always tried to get as much information as they could out of him, where they thought he, what his, they always tried to pick his brain, and where am I, and what's going on, and all this stuff. And it's an amazing, you know, when you go out there, like, oh, wow, it's so small, but it's just, like, amazing. It's, like, kind of neat, and you get to go through all that stuff, and yeah, it's fun. It's been like since 95 or 94 when I was up in there, but it was a great time. Never forget it. Nova Scotia's awesome. Halifax. Got some really cool stuff up there. But I got about, let me see where my clock is. I've got about 17 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if they do like a tribute for him, or if they wait till the next season to do a tribute, or what. We'll have to wait and see. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and all that stuff, so. Yeah. There's been several people that when they look at, like, when people talk about the jelly bean inventor, the first thought is like, oh, yeah, you're going to have a bunch of kids that are going to be, like, screwed up on TA. No, he's making CBD. Now I'm just, because I had a bunch of people today, like, yeah. So it was just one of those fun things, you know, that when you looked at it, and I'm like, because that was my first thought, like, is he going to do a, like a dual line? Is he going to have, like, one, like, in, like, states where it's legal, you know, in medical, he's going to have, like, a THC one, and then, like, a CBD, it's all CBD, so it's really going to be quite interesting to see, because that industry is going to boom. And that's the thing that scares me, because I have a feeling that it's just going to be like, okay, how can we pharmaceuticalize this? How is big tobacco going to get in there? And there's going to be two varietals, and you're just going to mass produce the junk. And it's just, you know. Because there is a company out there that makes like a CBD cigarette where it's, and if you ever go, they have like a, like cigarette rolling machines, and you can get like cigarette papers. Where it's like, they're like pre-rolled cigarettes where when you put the thing in the roller and you put the cigarette in, you go like this and you press it, and out comes the cigarette with the filter and slit. They supposedly have CBD ones that look just like a cigarette that supposedly have no cannabis odor whatsoever, so that when you, so you can go out in public and smoke it like a regular cigarette and get your CBD that way, and who knows whether that, you know, but... You know, like it, like if you buy CBD flower, you can grind it up and do the same thing like that and get a CBD that way or whatever. But it's just going to be interesting to see. I want to keep it in the public, because as long as a plant is not free, we're not free. You know, it's not a drug, it's a plant. You know, the cocoa plant that they make cocaine out of is very good by itself. It's when they add all the chemicals to it and cook it and concentrate it, and that's when it becomes bad. But it's one of those things that, you know, we've been so demonized about it. Oh, it's so dangerous. I was watching The Mind of Jamal last night, and he's like, well, you know, no one's going to tell me that if you, that, you know, because, okay, this guy's going to a club, and he's going to take someone out, and he lights up a joint and shoots somebody, and that's marijuana fault. I just had to stop listening, because that, you know, this man, no one can come tell me that pot doesn't cause violence. It does. Okay, everything I heard that dude say last night, Jamal, was like, wait a minute here. Okay, so that dude had no intentions. He was going to the club to party and kick it and get down and have a good time. But as soon as he lit up, he goes, oh, now I gotta pull up my gun and kill somebody. Drop something on the floor. Who knew? But anyways, nah. He had bull riding. It's like these people that in Colorado, that the guy had 75 beers and 4 fists of vodka, and he took a hit of a joint, didn't even inhale, but that was what caused the accident. That's what caused him to plow into a bus and kill 20 kids. Oh, well, the 4 fifths of vodka and the 75 beers had nothing to do with it? No, of course it didn't, because that's legal. That's safe. That's the problem in this world. If I was to smoke weed, I would just want to vegetate and eat chips. But my wife does CBD. She gets relief, and she just wants to relax. And it makes her sleepy, makes her tired, makes her, does what it's supposed to do. That's this world we live in. There's so much misinformation. if you ever watch Southpaw. Oh, these are Earth's Native Americans. No, we're not Native Americans, man. We're just Mexicans, man. She called us Native Americans. You know, there's so much misinformation. Do your research. If you are predispositioned to mental issues, cannabis can sometimes enhance that. If you have schizophrenia in your family, or you have like bipolarism in your family, sometimes it can make that worse. But if you're a perfectly normal human being, it's not going to make it worse. But, you know, when there's cases out there where people who had schizophrenia or had, you know, bipolar issues, you know, and they use cannabis, it made them schizophrenic. They didn't have it, or they made them, her bipolar's gotten worse because she started smoking. Well, her mother has it, and her brother has it, and okay, well, if a lot of people in her family have it, and she's predisposed to it, then that can happen. I'm not saying it doesn't, but like, just take a normal human being and have them smoke weed that does not have any minerals. It's not going to make you, heck, half the people I know that smoke weed, they don't know what 2 + 2 = but you get them on weed and they're like a genius. Well, what you're going to do is you're going to take an injection pork line and you're going to go straight out and stand on it and turn around and you can see yourself. It's in the future by like a half a second, but hey, you could do it. Huh? You know, you say, okay, But right before you hit that joint, you couldn't even read the book, Bill and Joe Have a Ball, and now you're getting like, yeah, this is a book from Advanced Physics 407. If you take an injection line and you go 42.25 degrees into the exterior of the whatever the heck, you're like, huh? You're like, you've gone from like being da-da-da to smoking weed to being like Einstein. Congratulations. You need to, you know, they're smart. It's like they're, I hate to say it, but, you know, I've known people like that, like, they could, like, when they smoke, they could function. No, but we've been misinformation that it's dangerous, it's deadly, this is wrong, and oh, you don't have rights, and you don't have this. We need to educate people because kids are not being taught rights or anything. Kids don't know their history. We got to demolish it instead of teaching it. They don't demolish in Germany. Auschwitz, it's. Come check out. This is what happened. We're making sure that it doesn't happen again. We're educating people. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And it's about time. I've been looking at the clock, and it's about time to get into some Premier League and stuff. And it's crazy because there is talk. Although, be it talk, and you know how the British press and all that is, and the way they, you know, that sells papers, you know, but like the Sun Times and all that stuff, there's rumor that Woodward is still interested in Pochettino. And when you hear Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in press conferences, well, I'm basically here till the end of the month. I'm just trying to do the best I can and try to get United where they are as best I can so that when it comes down to it, you know, like, if he won the Champions League final, there's vibes, even if he won the Champions League final and he got us in the third place in the Premier League, they would be like, okay, there is, I think, some credibility to the fact that that they might be still looking at Pochettino, but because just because of what a couple of things Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has said in his press conferences, where he's kind of like, well, I was brought in to do a job just to be here till May, just to keep the team going until they, as they did a search to find the right manager. Whether or not that's truthful in the fact that, because he doesn't, because like, well, you know, there's a lot of people like, well, you should be getting the job, you should be getting the job, and he's not commenting like, well, you know, so if he gets the job, I'll be excited. If Ole Gunnar Solskjaer doesn't get the job, I think Ed Woodward needs to move to Alaska, and because he'll be, I mean, after what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done and turned the team around, he's not perfect. Alex Ferguson was not perfect. You think, oh, Alex Ferguson days. There, we lost games. There were many days I'm like, how in the heck? God, we lost. What in the heck? Bloody hell. What the heck is going on? What you be thinking, son? What are you doing? You know, and you had those days. You know, and that was with Alex Ferguson. You had great times with them, but you had bad times as well. It wasn't all candy canes and roses. Oh, man, you know. I mean, and that's the thing. You have Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's turning the team around and doing a lot of stuff. And I think he's still going to get the job. I really do. I mean, with what he's going through and stuff, I think he'll still get the job. I would not be surprised if Pochettino was not considered. You know, I just can't wait till like when they actually announce who it is. I can't wait to see if they say, if they down the road, like after the season's over, did they talk to Pochettino? If he didn't get the job, did they look at Zidane? Did they consider it? But they said, look at what Ollie's doing. And what would you think? I mean, if I was Pochettino, I mean, would you want to take the job or would you want to say, hey, if you're not going to take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, are you kidding me? Sorry. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you know. I think he's doing a great job. But it's one of those things that when you look at United and what we're doing, and I mean, there's lots of talk about the transfer window and who we might get and who we might not, and you know, now that there's, and I sometimes wonder if they're 99% sure that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is getting the job, but they just have to put that Pochettino thing out there just to try to stir the pot to get people to read the damn, because I'm as guilty as anybody. I'll raise my hand. Is Pochettino going to get that, might get the, you know, I'll sit there and I'll read the damn article. It takes me about 5 hours because all this clickbait stuff, because, crap, click, you just, you're the millionth person on this webpage. You just won a $250 gift card. And then I can't figure out how to get out of that thing because I don't want the damn gift card because it's spam crap. And I just want to find out if this. And then when you're done reading it, who knows if it's real or not. But, you know, it's like, I really think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the man for the job. But when you look at the press conferences, I will say this, and I will be adamant, He's like, well, you know what, folks? I was here to do a job, and I'm doing the job. You know, there was never any, from what Ole Gunnar, the vibe I get from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, there was never any intent to give him the job. Even if he turned that club around to the point to where they could, if they could mathematically win the Premier League title, and they did, and they won the Champions League, and they won the FA Cup. He still, in interviews, acts like, well, I was taken to do a job, and by May, my job is over, and I go back. This is what my contract was here to do. Win, lose, or draw, I'm here to do a job. And that's what I'm doing. And there was no ever intent of me staying on permanently. And that's kind of the vibe he gives. Like, there was no intent. No matter how good I did, there was no real intent. But what he's doing, and I love it because he's dominating, but he's not, like, he's not perfect. And he's you know, he's not perfect. But I want to thank you so much. I got 2 months left in the program. And as if you're as old as I am, as young as I am, I found out on, because for a while back ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago on YouTube, they used to have some of the old Unsolved Mysteries on there. And then from contractual obligations, they were off. And they brought back the original with Robert Stack, there's an Unsolved Mysteries channel with all the old episodes. And it really dates you when someone is convicted. And when they're convicted, they're like, they serve like 15 or 20 years and they're already out. You know, like, dang, he was caught like a year after the show ended and he served 15 years and he's out. Yeah. Wow. But I grew up watching that show and it's just, you know, I'm going to probably start binge watching it because that was a great show. I always love that show. It's really cool. But just to think that now it's on YouTube, you know, it just dates you when someone served like 15 or 20 years and they're out and they've been released since. I got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. You know, just remember, folks, maybe this Newark thing in Jersey is a great thing so that they see socialism sucks and they won't try to continue it. I don't know, but that's where this world's coming from. You need to wake up. You need to be fearless because Trump ain't going to be here forever. And when he's not there, we got to keep his dream alive. You know, you got to let these politicians know that they work for us, not the other way around. We're not going to fight and argue so that they can keep making millions. Now, remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.